91.3 WCSG, family-friendly, commercial-free. Welcome and thank you for listening to part two of WCSG's New Year's special podcast. This episode will feature myself, Jeremy,
Amanda,
Steve,
and Kathy.
And you're invited to grab your noisemakers and loved ones and have a little fun and reflect as we watch the ball drop on 2023 and look forward to the new year. Well, here we are in that season where we get to wave goodbye to 1 year and welcome the next. Looking back, if you could pack the past 12 months into a novel, what would the title of your book be and why?
Okay, so I am entitling my novel The Theory of Relativity because it has to do with, you know, Einstein is like, time and space are not fixed. It all depends on your like relative speed and position. And I'm finding this past year, I actually hit the mid-50s.
And
my wife is now well into the 50s and time seems to be going faster. And you begin to like reevaluate like what's important.
Yeah.
And it is a cliche, but the whole life is too short to whatever, to continue. And so we have been looking at those things and going, you know, like, what do we need to change? And what do we need to eliminate? And, you know, things like that. And it's been difficult. Some of those things have been imposed on us, you know, the decisions we would not have made on our own, but we can kind of see the Lord's hand in it. So anyway, it's just that kind of like, time's getting faster and you have to really kind of reprioritize some things.
Something that got shared at one point, I think it was because of a WCSG event, and it was a song. It just kept saying, the days are long, but the years are short. Like, that's something that runs through my head a lot.
Right.
Each day feels like it takes a while, but then when you look back and you're like, wow, we're already at the end of the year.
Where'd that time go?
Well, I actually have kind of started writing a novel, interestingly enough. I mean, sort of, it's journal form, I guess, but mine is definitely called I Blame Cancer because, I mean, anytime I'm coming in late or I do some, I mess up on the show or whatever, we just go, I blame cancer. We both say it. But also, seriously, like this crazy hair and like some of the changes in the way that I look, I blame cancer. It's been a long journey, but also, I guess I credit cancer because I've made some rich relationships, friendships. I've seen friends come from places I didn't even remember they were and met some new ones. And let me tell you, it's been a rich and beautiful journey of just appreciating life and getting through this season. So when I say I blame cancer, it's not all like a negative thing. It's also been just a really beautiful story of how God has just shown up and been my strength in this tough year.
So the title of my book would be something that I also expect to be inscripted on my headstone. I told you I was tired. It would be a story of work, of side jobs, of parenting, and trying to get my master's degree. I just feel like this year we packed a lot into it. And just doing mornings, I will tell you, it is something that wears on you. I'll be honest.
No doubt.
The getting up super early every day, and then your body gets used to getting up early every day, so then you don't get to sleep in on the weekends. And so I just feel like it's been a tiring year, but not in a bad way, like packed with lots of really good things. But so that would be mine.
Yeah, I also included the master's degree thing and doing the mornings. It feels like you've got your job, then you've got kids, and then you've got this wee bit of time at the end where you try to cram everything in. And then before you know it, it's like, well, I'm way past my bedtime, so that's going to make for an interesting day tomorrow.
How did you do it?
You just find every nook and cranny and drink lots of coffee, I suppose. So I titled my book, And Another Thing, packing the past 12 months into a book would capture a lot of moments of surprise for me. I boiled it down to three big ones. The first was my master's degree. If you told the high school version of me or even my undergrad me, like, hey, you're going to go do that, I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm done with school, because I was very content with that. But I did, and I was really proud of myself. Then the other one, the second one, was that as I was finishing, was asked to be an adjunct teacher. I would have never guessed that that was something on my radar or even an opportunity for me.
Yeah.
It has not always been amazing. The class teaching has had its ups and downs, but it's been a learning experience. And I guess overall would say that I've enjoyed it. And then finally, I jumped into the teenage driver world as my oldest completed driver's ed and now we're logging hours. And Facebook, those memories oftentimes remind me how much time is a thief. Steve, yes. You were talking yeah. about that. So, yeah, those would be the reasons why.
And another thing.
I
love it.
Yeah, that's great.
With the new year, part of looking back can also be at the crazy things that happened throughout the year. For example, this year we saw the return of cargo pants, chunky shoe trends, among other crazy things. Let's pretend that a trend from your past will make a return in 2024. What trend can we expect?
So I get to go first. This is a pretty easy one because I'm pretty sure a couple of you know exactly what this is. Baggy pants. In middle school and in high school, the JNCO jean things were a thing. Why? The big old trunk jeans.
Oh, that's right.
Where like you just had enough jean material that you could clothe an entire town, but everybody that was wearing them looked like they were floating around because you could never see their feet.
Their shoes, yeah.
So I'm not welcoming in that back, but that was really like the only trend I was a part of.
I thought you were, at first, I thought you were talking about the MC Hammer pants.
No, those are different baggy pants.
Right, they are.
But, yeah. Those are stretchy, so those much more stretchy. Comfortable than
I think
than
those
the
are called
jeans.
Parachute pants.
They are.
Okay. So I would call these more baggy.
Yeah, yeah.
I did have one pair. My mom let me buy one. They were super expensive at the time because it was like buying two pairs of jeans.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were just baggy enough that they weren't gaudy. But they were just like, oh, you're kind of part of the crowd. Yeah, yeah. So I felt cool for a brief
moment. Weren't gaudy. I would like to see pictures and assess that for myself.
Were they also like really low? Like, did you wear them really low?
I did not wear them low. I did not like showing off my underpants.
Right.
But I did have the wallet chain because that feel like that was happening at the same time.
Yes.
But I did it all with the perspective that I had gotten into snowboarding at the time and it covered up my boots and it kept me warm.
There you go.
And that was how I sold it.
Okay. So.
And you can put layers under it.
Exactly.
All
exactly.
Kinds of layers.
Like so many layers.
Full snow pants.
Right.
A person.
Okay. Well, for me, I'm going back a little bit further, a child of the 80s. And I feel like at least where I was in the world and in my life, the early 80s, I think of preppies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The like pastel colors, the Oxford shirts, the knit ties with
Miami
the like,
Vice.
Square bottom. Miami Vice was a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
Popped collars or was that 90s?
Yes. No. So the polo shirt is Izod. It has to be Izod.
Yes.
And I don't know why they call it a polo shirt, but yes, you flip the collar up. You wear kind of like layers.
I feel like they were often the bad guys in the movies.
Yes.
They were always picking on
the jerks, the bullies.
Yeah.
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 Right. Yeah. And I didn't go to a literal prep school, but there were prep schools and there were other kids and you like knew them as the preppies and they were the villains. But for some reason, the fashion, everybody was like, okay to wear it. And if you were to wear like a blazer, it would be like a knit, almost like a college professor look with the patches on the elbows. But then also we would go to arcades. So I feel like, preppies at arcades would be the trend.
All right. And also the title of your book.
I support the return of arcades.
Yes. Right, right.
So all of those things, like the tie, and the jacket, and the pastels. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, probably at the arcade, you're wearing the polo shirt with the popped collar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you don't want to be too dressed up at the arcade.
Right, right.
He said they'll think you own it.
Can I get some quarters?
This machine is jammed.
So my trend is pretty simple. Guys, you probably didn't participate in this. Amanda, I don't know if you know what this is, but the banana clip.
Yes, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so where you kind of pull your hair back and it was like a faux hawk, right? And I can see kind of like a horse mane.
Yes.
Right? I can see that coming back. I mean, scrunchies made their way back. So I don't know. I think the banana clip could come back. I don't think I have enough hair to use it, but you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can rock it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, help me understand what a banana clip is because I can picture two. I picture one that's almost like a butterfly one.
Nope.
But the one I'm thinking of is more like the ones you would lay out on the grass to trap a bear.
Like that's what it looks like.
Claws that come around
it. Combs that you kind of smush together and then they create
and they like interlace.
Like a ponytail.
So exactly.
Like a bear trap. Yep. Okay.
Sort of, in the shape of a banana.
And they would give you a tremendous headache.
They
but
did.
It was worth it.
Pull that hair so taut.
Along with those headbands that looked like combs and you would like start them at your hairline and push them back.
Yeah.
Those also like they kept your hair in place.
They did.
But man, the headache that came from that.
That's right.
Not good.
Forgot about those.
So,
man, guys have it easy.
I have a question about this. Is the utility of it that you can like do something with your hair quickly. Like you don't have to spend a lot of time with hairspray. Like if you really want to do it up, you can spend time on it. But if you don't have time, just throw the banana clip.
Yeah. Okay. Basically.
It's like a ponytail precursor. Yeah.
If you got the hair for it, you know, long hair is better.
Yeah. So you guys went with fashion trends. I went instead with like a parenting trend from my childhood. I was a child of the 80s. I was born in 1980. I would like to go back to the trend where parents didn't parent.
Just send them outside.
Yes. Yep. You go outside and you just stay there until I tell you it's okay to come home, or when the lights turn on.
The lights turn on.
There'll be dinner, and then you watch some TV, and then you just go to school. And it's not like all of this like over parenting that I feel like is so accepted now, where there's all the things all the time, all the activities and the conferences and the meetings and the emails and the apps, and it's just a lot. So if I could just get a little relief from that, but I just don't think that'd be accepted, you know what I mean?
I don't know that it's possible. I saw a video online that was comparing childhood back then to childhood now, and it was like, hey, we have a Christmas party coming up on Friday. Then now it's, we have a Christmas party, we also have Grinch Day, we also have dress up as the conductor from the Polar Express Day, and so many other things that it's like, in order to keep up on all of that, we have to parent more than we did back then.
Yeah, and we just are so worried about our kids missing out, and we're worried that they won't get opportunities if we don't invest in all the things. And it's just not rec league soccer anymore, you know, it's everything is just above and amplified, and there's gonna have to get to a breaking point where I think we'll reset, and then we're like, everyone is so burnout now, we do nothing. But that's not today.
That's my question. Like, what did parents do?
They were probably paying their bills and doing their taxes not online, all by hand, writing out checks,
reading newspapers,
got their abacus out,
reading the newspaper,
old school,
making dinner without a microwave,
or like cream of mushroom soup. They had to like make everything from scratch.
You're not wrong about the making dinner thing. That probably was a thing because it took time. Nowadays, with everything so easy and convenient.
So I'm not a bad parent. I'm just a tired one.
There you go.
What was the name of your book again?
I told you I was tired.
So there you go. Well, one of the biggest icons of New Year's, of course, is the Times Square Ball. This thing's been ringing in the New Year since December 1907. If you could replace the traditional New Year's Eve countdown with something unique, not the ball, but something that you design, what would it be and why?
So this was really hard because it's hard to imagine the ball not dropping, right? I mean, we've had that in our lives for so long. So it was really hard for me to think of something else. But I was thinking, okay, that comes down. We go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, you know, we count it down and it comes down. And I was thinking, what if we did the opposite and we counted down, but then we like sent a space shuttle up at the, you know.
Did you steal my notes?
What?
I did the same thing.
Crazy.
Okay.
All right, you go ahead.
Maybe the why is where there will be the distinction.
I feel like, I mean, when I was thinking about this, I was like, this really might be a thing in the future. And then we kind of have like a lottery of who gets to go. And then there's like an in-space party.
Wow.
I mean, this could happen in the future. We don't know. I mean, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's it.
I'm imagining, again, I'm dating myself. I'm imagining like the cover of Boston albums, you know, like Don't Look Back, where an entire city is being sent off into space.
Why not? Why not?
Probably because the Earth is about to, I don't know, collapse.
We can't live here anymore.
Yeah. Right.
So is it a reward to go, or is it a punishment?
Or is it just a harsh reality?
Exactly.
Sorry, Grand Rapids, you're out.
So I dreamed a little less than you did. I like the fact that you are designing that there's a party up there. I went more the route, over the years I have sent my name on different NASA crafts to like Mars and some other deep space types of things, because it's just a free thing you can sign up for. So then I thought maybe what we could do is all year long, people across the country have the opportunity to upload one. Only one. And you can decide when that is. One photo to NASA. It could be a great memory, or maybe just a photo of something you want to let go of or whatever. And then they catalog it all and put it on a storage device that shoots off with the rocket. And it just goes off into space. And if it happens to get stumbled upon, then we can revisit it. But that's more where I went. But I like the idea of instead of counting down, we're counting up and looking forward into the future instead of staying on the ground.
How many pictures of ex-boyfriends would be on that flash drive? It'd be a lot.
All from Taylor Swift.
For for my ball drop, I got rid of the dropping of the ball altogether. I know a lot of communities have like done their own version, like Dillsburg, Pennsylvania does a pickle, you know, and they've come up with their own creative things. I thought instead it would take a tremendous amount of teamwork and collaboration and listening to leaders. But if we could pull this off, it would be so, so, so cool. You start where the new year starts, which is in islands off the coast of Australia. Uh-huh. And then when it's your turn to welcome in the new year, you'd start the wave. And then we take the wave all the way around the world.
I love that.
It's a brilliant idea. You just have to go slow because it takes a while.
But if you think
or if
about
you had enough people within a time zone.
Yeah.
Well, and like even just taking it from Grand Rapids to Kalamazoo would take some time. Yep. So as long as you got through your time zone in an hour, then you hit the next one. And I learned when researching this that there are 38 time zones. So some of them would have to take less than an hour. And they're not straight lines. They're definitely like different, like curvy parts. Mm-hmm. But it's actually takes us 25 hours to welcome in the new year, even though it's like a day because of how the time zones are. It takes 25 hours.
Interesting.
So I feel like it would be a very cool thing to be a part of. Teach the world to sing and buy everybody a Coke and all
it's
of
like
that.
It's like the hands across America.
That's what it feels like to me. Yeah. Wave around the world.
I mean, and if someone could have a drone that took footage of all of this, you could get the sailors that are on the aircraft carriers to be a part of it.
Imagine the view from the ISS.
Right?
This is going to happen. I can see it.
I don't want to be in charge of it.
No kidding.
However, I feel like there's so much that divides us. Mm-hmm. It could be one thing we could all agree on. Like,
and
we set our weapons down.
Every year.
Do the wave.
Wow. If we didn't do this at the millennium, I don't think it's going to happen.
That's true.
Next one.
Which we will not be around.
23 years ago is when this should have happened.
Yeah.
They got time to figure it out and get it organized. So those people that come after us that are listening to this.
Yes.
Because our thing got shot up in the space. Our podcast.
In the time capsule. I don't think I can top that, but I'll try. For me, because I was only thinking of myself. I wasn't thinking of something grand and global and community oriented. I was thinking of myself and the like people in my life. Who would I be having my New Year's Eve party with? It would be a movie marathon. Because, you know, of course it would be. And at first I was like, I'm not going to do a full 24-hour movie marathon, but maybe 12 hours. We start at noon. Mm-hmm. We end the last movie at midnight. And, you know, it's building to a movie with a great ending. So I was thinking of movies from this year. Uh-huh. And I wasn't able to come out with 12 hours worth.
12 quick movies.
So then I thought of what are movies that could speak to or be in some way thematically related to this year.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm thinking AI is probably a good movie. Or maybe the movie Her, which is about like an operating system of a computer that achieves artificial intelligence. And then I was like, well, of course, there has to be the Taylor Swift movie because this was such a huge year for
that's
her.
True.
And then I'm like, should there be something, maybe something about Russia, maybe something about Israel and the Middle East, you know, like.
So kind of like your own Time magazine.
A little bit.
Of the year.
Highlights of the year.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
But as kind of like thematically related to movies. And then I don't know what would be the last one, but something that has a great ending, like it just builds to like almost like, you know, something that you are looking forward to. And then at the end, it's midnight.
I love that. Can I come?
Of course.
I want to do that.
All of you can come.
Oh, that'd be so
fun. I can't stay awake past 8, but I'll be there.
Oh, that was the other thing I thought. I was like, okay, here are the movies. This is when they'll be beginning. And, you know, you just come and go for the movie that you're interested
in. Like an open house.
Yeah, sure, right.
That's a good idea.
Love it.
Imagine that a year from now, the Amazon truck shows up at your house and drops off a small package. Inside is a personal time capsule that you filled this year. Your future self opens the time capsule and finds what three things?
I had difficulty thinking of these three things, but number one for me would be a sports pass. I still have kids who are in seasons of life where they do a lot of sports, and so that means I do a lot of watching of sports. So I feel like that would be item one. Number two would be something that represents since school. Like, that has just been the thing this year. So whether it was a textbook or my laptop or my earbuds, because I listen to a lot of smooth jazz while I'm trying to do schoolwork to block out everybody else. And then my third item would be a dog leash, because every day, go for a walk with the dog. I feel like that just represents like just normal everyday life. But the year was kind of not super eventful, which is okay.
But good on you not putting the dog in the time capsule.
Sometimes I would like to. You can stay there now.
Well, my three things include a book, a video game, and a photograph. The book is called Unreasonable Hospitality. I first encountered this book through a podcast episode, and I picked it up in audiobook form and listened to that and just absolutely devoured it. The focus is just delivering servant-minded hospitality within your workplace, but it also is something you can do just in your personal life, and it was just a really big encouragement to me this year. The video game is my copy of Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, because it was my reward at the conclusion of my master's degree, and it's also a reminder of that hard work, but also it was an amazingly fun game, and maybe by this time next year I'd like to go and adventure again, so we'll see.
Did you finish it?
I have not. I've been it's one of those where I've just been trying to milk it for everything that it's worth. So yes, I have not completed it.
Because you don't get these every year. Like,
you do
I've
not
learned.
It's like 7 to 10 years.
So that means you have to go back and get your doctorate. You have 7 years to do that, and then a new video game comes out.
There you go. The final thing was a little bit tricky, because there were many things that I could not fit in the box, so I opted for the photograph. I was picturing like a Polaroid, and the photo would be of this glass jar that's in my bedroom. Inside that glass jar are hotel key cards, ticket stubs, and other mementos of the experiences that I've shared with wife and kids. And I feel like it would serve as a reminder to add to the jar in the coming year and be mindful of some tokens that I can stick in there. So,
oh, I love that.
I really like that. However, it's kind of a bummer that you don't get physical copies of tickets anymore. Yeah. When you go to movies and you go to concerts, it's like, well, how do I put my phone in there? Like, that's
now I can't do anything. My phone's in the jar.
And all my tickets are on it.
Well, my box also includes photographs and a book, and something else that I don't even know how to characterize it. But the pictures would be pictures from my son's wedding. Got married in May, and that was a great event. Like, I think many people can relate to who have put on a wedding, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears beforehand, but then a lot of joy when you get there.
Yes.
And a lot of gratitude afterwards that we did it.
Yeah.
You know? So that would be a big one. And then the book is a book about forgiveness, because it's just been a hard year relationally in a lot of cases and instances. And so we've learned a lot there. This wasn't a big reading year for me. In the past, I've talked about, you know, books that I've read, but I've been too busy to read. But that one is a book that I had to read, and I'm glad I did. Still working on that. The other one is, I guess, Google search results on menopause.
Screenshot.
Maybe a screenshot.
Screenshot prints out.
But the Google search changes like week to week. This week we're looking at hormones. This week we're looking at, you know, like brain chemistry. You know, it's like it's always something. And it's been quite a journey. It's been very difficult, and it's still, you know, ongoing. But it's way beyond hot flashes for my wife. It's deeper. It's deeper. So that's been quite the journey of this year as well.
You never stop learning is what I'm hearing you say.
Right, exactly.
You had to remind me of hot flashes. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. But learn quickly, because time goes by fast.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, no pressure. So my three things are a pink ribbon, hot pink shoes, and a little mini car. So like a Matchbox car, what, Hot Wheels, yeah. And the car represents, I did a lot of driving. My daughter, she goes to school downtown, and so I was constantly driving her back and forth. Also learning downtown because of a lot of appointments I had. And I don't like to drive, and so I feel like this was sort of me conquering kind of a fear of, I don't like to drive places that I am unfamiliar with. And I had to trust in GPS a lot and trust in the Lord a lot. But I feel like I kind of got over a major hurdle in my life by doing all this driving. So I'm really thankful for that. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I'm really thankful that I kind of got some driving skills this year. And the second thing is my hot pink shoes. We had a couple events where we had to dress up, and I wasn't feeling particularly cute. Had some hair issues and like lost my eyelashes at one point. It was just kind of tough. And so I had these shoes that I just felt like, oh, these are fabulous. It'll draw everyone's attention down to my feet instead of my face. And also, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Barbie movie, you know, those hot pink shoes. But yeah, they're kind of sassy. And it kind of just reminds me, yeah, I can still be sassy. And then the third thing is the pink ribbon. Of course, just journeying through breast cancer this year and the hope that that ribbon represents, it is a big deal. And it just is a reminder of the people that I've met that have also walked this journey, and just reminds me to pray for them. And it changes your perspective in life when you've gone through something hard like this. And I'm really thankful for having gone through it and still going through it. But it's definitely been one of the like milestones of my life. So definitely got to have that pink ribbon in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for sharing. Well, as we wrap up this podcast special about New Year's, we want to thank you for spending time with us. And from all of us at 91.3 WCSG, we hope you have a happy new year.
Yay! Hooray! We need the horn.